Philippides, the judge, was the first to react intelligently. We must tread delicately. Even if the accusation is proved to be true beyond a doubt, it would be wiser in the case of a personage of such inflexible eminence. All are equal before the law, cried Kentaterion. Where did you pick up such nonsense? Not in the law courts, that's for sure, remarked Philippides. No, religion exercises its influence on people because of their fear of the unknown, and even greater fear of the known. Luckily, there are two of you, not merely one. You with your sacred frogs. What an invention, sacred frogs. And Agathyrsus with Jason's golden fleece. Opinions are divided as to which of you is the most holy, but one thing is for sure, he's older than you. With one foot in the grave, he's listened to as though he knows something you don't. He's senile, cried Strolichus. I hope that fact doesn't drive you to make him appear before the Council of Ten. I've already done so. He has already testified, Strolichus shouted. Philippides was horror-struck, then asked cautiously, did he admit the blasphemy? That the storks are his? Strolichus nodded. He was unrepentant. He gave his excuse, ecology. What in the Hades is that? Asked Physignatus. A respect of nature. That's a new one, declared Kentaterion. In short, Strolichus went on, he said it was in the interest of mankind to cut the procreational productivity of frogs. If it wasn't for the storks, there would now be so many frogs in the neighborhood, you wouldn't be able to tell the ordained ones from the secular ones, once they all share their own particular cadences of music. This way, he had the impudence to say, by reducing their numbers, you merely underline the undoubted holiness of the few survivors. And he dared to end his discourse by calling out, Hail Latona, before falling asleep. Philippides hardly dared to ask his final question. And how did the Council of Ten react? They applauded to a man, 19 hands and a thigh. 19 hands? Ctephosicon lost a hand at Marathon. Philippides looked grim. The trial begins tomorrow, he said. At all costs, we must avoid a religious war. Donkeys on one side supporting the frogs, shadows on the other supporting the storks. May I appeal to you, my friends, to use every restraint. Do not for a moment, I beg you, forget the absurdity of the original quarrel, which has blossomed into ethical and religious antagonism, and in which something called, what is it, ecology, has all about it of a secret weapon. Will you help me? The scene shifts. The marketplace of Abdera is filling up. People stream in from all sides.